Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be Hopalong Cast. The original air date is June 25th, 1950, and the title is The Flying Outlaw. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Our story, The Flying Outlaw. There was a crisp autumn feel in the air when they left the bar 20 some days before and headed north through the valleys. With the range grass beginning to turn brown, the flocks of cranes and wild geese tracing black V's in the sparkling blue sky over their heads. Yes, it was the time of year when the cowpoke oils up his shotgun, if he has one, tries to steal a day off now and then to forget about stray mavericks and concentrate on ducks or prairie chickens. Or perhaps...
Pigeons. Wild pigeons. Look there, Hoppy.
Well, what do you know? First time I knew there was wild pigeons around here, California.
Doggone it. I wish I had my shotgun along.
I know. You forget what we came for and go hunting. I'll give you a couple of days off when we get back to the bar 20. But right now, you keep your eyes on your horse's ears. We got 10 more miles to ride. Hold it a minute, California.
What's up?
Seen this place before?
Huh? Hey, ain't this Lone Tree Spring? Doggone. We passed it an hour ago. Now how come
you were so busy with your wildlife you didn't notice we missed the trail? So I circled back to give it another try.
Well, maybe you better give old bird dog Carlson a whack at that lead horse position. I was born with a compass in my skull.
Well, that's not what's bothering me right now. Take a look at our tracks down there.
What's wrong with them, Hoppy?
Nothing, I guess. Nice, plain trail. At least that's what the guy who's following us thinks.
Following us? Okay. There is another set of tracks.
They followed every twist and turn we've made for the last quarter mile.
Don't know if I like that. Seems to me I heard something about a batch of road agents working not far from here. Maybe we ought to hightail it for Argonne.
Wait a minute. Would you rather have this bird ahead of you or behind you?
Well, when you put it that way, I reckon maybe we best stay on this here merry-go-round till we see who's on the hobby horse up front.
That's far enough.
We ahead of him now, Hoppy?
Yeah, thanks to that shortcut over the ridge. He hasn't passed here yet. We'll wait till he... Listen.
Here he comes. Get behind that rock. Easy now. I want to surprise him.
All right, pull him up.
What in the name of...
I meant what I said, mister. The next one will bust your belt buckle. Get on off that horse. I got a few questions to... Zeb.
Hoppy.
Zeb, we thought an outlaw was trailing us for sure.
And I thought I had me a pair of road agents on the street.
Well, I'm sure glad I didn't make that first one count.
Needless to say, I agree, Hoppy.
You mind if I stick my big nose into this here rough piece?
Not at all, California. This is Zeb Parker, Marshal of Argonaut.
What is it, California?
Howdy, Marshal.
What was that you were saying, Zeb, about road agents?
A bunch of them are working this territory, Hoppy, picking off gold shipments on the express stages. We figured they got a hideout on these hills somewhere. So when I come across your trail, naturally I...
Yeah, I don't blame you.
By the way, Hoppy, what are you doing here?
Trying to throw a loop on an old bar 20 hand we need at the ranch right now. He already bought himself a gold pan and lit out for Argonaut when the strike news got out.
Maybe I can help you. Who is he?
One of the best hands I ever had, name of Red Abbott. We're doing some cutting out and branding back at the spread, and I... What's the matter, Zed?
Maybe you'd better take a look at this.
Thanks. Rewards poster. $500 reward for information leading to the capture of... Oh, no.
Charles Red Abbott.
What's the charge?
Stage robbery. He's heading up the gang I told you about.
I'd like to hear more.
You will. The express agent's due at my office this afternoon for a powwow anyway. And I thought you might have well been on it. Let's go.
Oh,
the Flying Outlaw. Two hours later, Hoppy in California are listening to the express agent in Marshal Zeb Parker's office in the booming gold town of Argonaut. The man's name is Wint Huntoon, a big, florid-faced man who toys nervously with a gold-plated .45 bullet that dangles from his watch chain as he talks.
And that's our problem, Cassidy. The hills are pouring out the gold. It'll be 6 weeks before we have adequate banking facilities here in Argonaut, so all we can do now is send the stuff down to Buffalo Junction by stage.
Ever think of sending an armed guard with him?
Well, you'd need a dozen men, Huffy. There ain't a spare man in the whole section. Everyone's up on the ridge digging like crazy. If I had any sense, I'd be there myself.
That's just what I was thinking, Huffy. Now, look, maybe we can pick up a shovel and a pan somewheres and...
We got other things to do, California. Tell me this, Mr. Huntoon. What makes you think Red Abbott's behind these robberies?
We've got all the evidence we need.
He's been identified by at least 10 passengers.
Big, lanky, red hair, and that horse.
That cinched it. Big, dun-colored stallion with a black stripe down the back. Only one I ever saw.
Oh, I've seen a lot of them in Texas. Mexicans call them Bayo coyotes.
Well, the coyote riding this one is Red Abbott. I bet my badge on that.
Good way to lose your badge.
Why is that?
Because you're wrong, both of you.
What?
But forget that part of it now. Tell me more about this,
Zeb, could you come here a minute?
Oh, Myra. Meet my friend Hopalong Cassidy and California Carlson here. This is my wife, Myra.
How do you do?
Could you come outside for a minute, Zeb?
No need to. You can say anything to these boys you'd say to me. What is it?
That dust that Tully Wilkins. He wanted to put it in the office safe, so I let him.
Why in my safe?
He figured the express office might be watched, and since it's going out on the stage tomorrow...
Well, that's all well and good, but I ain't going to be responsible for $10,000 in gold.
Wait a minute, Zeb. I think it's a good idea.
Why?
Let's try it this way just for once. The driver can stop by your office here to pick up his shotgun guard tomorrow, and we'll smuggle the stuff aboard.
Mind if I ask what this is all about?
Oh, not at all, Cassidy. There's one angle to this robbery business that takes it out of the ordinary. Over 30 stages have gone down to Buffalo in the past 3 weeks.
So?
5 of them carried gold, secretly. No one knew about it who wasn't supposed to know. We've watched the roads, we've changed shipping plans at the last minute, we've done everything. Yet, how many of those stages do you figure were stood up? 5. The 5 carrying the gold. 28 wagons roll down the mountain without being touched.
Sounds like someone's tipping them off.
That's just what I was about to say. This Abbott must have second sight.
Look, let's not string Abbott up till we know more, huh? When's the next stage leaving?
In a half hour.
And that shipment's planned for tomorrow? The $10,000 in Zeb's safe here?
Right.
Good. Let's send it now.
Huh?
Why not? 5 others will know about it. The stage is robbed tonight. We'll know there's a leak somewhere. And we'll have 5 possibilities to work on. You, me, California, the marshal, and Mrs. Parker.
I don't know as I like that kind of talk, Cassidy.
It's only a suggestion. Are you game?
Okay. We ship tonight.
Well, that settles that. I'll put my deputy on the road out of town. We'll see if anyone leaves ahead of the stage. Them outlaws must be getting their information somehow. You can't come out of the air.
Wait a shake, Zeb Parker. Before you do another thing, you'll tend to them chickens. They ain't had feed in the water all day.
Oh, yeah. Right away, Myra.
Step lively, Zeb. She's got the drop on you.
Hoppy, Zeb wants to know if you need any help with that box.
Nope, all set.
I'll just shove it aside and
close up the safe.
Hey, what you get marked on there?
Hardware. It's a batch of nuts and bolts addressed to the sheriff down in Buffalo. He runs the general merchandise store on the side down there.
Murder, what'll he do when he opens her up?
There's a note inside that'll explain everything.
Stage is waiting outside, Hoppy. How are you coming?
All set.
Good. Will you... Hardware.
Yeah, $10,000 worth. If they can smell the gold through that box, they're better than I think they are.
Well,
What about the deputy?
No one's left town on the South Road since nightfall.
You're sure?
Positive.
Well, I don't know how we could make it any tighter. As far as I can see, there's no possible way those bandits could know the gold's leaving town tonight.
I hope you're right. Pontoon will be awful mad if we lose this one. Biggest yet.
Yeah. Well, let's get her on the wagon. I reckon California and I'll mosey over to the hotel and get some sleep. Nothing we can do now but wait.
Watch up, Hoppy.
Wake up. We got a visitor.
Now, what incarnation's he doing beating in our window this time of night? Hoppy.
Red.
I saw you coming to town from the ridge. I had to see you, Hoppy.
Don't stand out there and talk. Get in. Hurry up.
Yeah.
That's better. Now, what are you...
They're framing me, Hoppy, so help me. I got nothing to do with these robberies.
Well, they say witnesses saw you.
They saw my horse. Someone stole it 6 weeks ago.
Oh, so that's it.
What about the red hair?
Well, that'd be easy, too. Find a guy about red build and put a wig on him. Dye his hair, anything.
I'm glad you're here, Hoppy.
You know you're crazy to stick around, don't you? These people are pretty mad. They'd string you up first and ask questions afterward. Why didn't you light out?
I was going to. Then I decided I wouldn't quit. Someone knows he can pin it on me. I gotta find him.
Ah, you're as crazy as a liquored Indian, but I gotta hand it to you, kid. You got nerve.
Who's that? I'll get out of here.
No, behind the door, quick. Get under the covers, California. And here, keep this in your hand, cocked. Right, up. We start to talk about Red. Don't let us argue too long. Who is it?
I'm killed.
What's the matter?
You and your bright ideas. If we'd sent it tomorrow, at least we'd have had an extra guard.
What are you talking about, Antoon?
They picked off the stage.
Now, wait a minute. They couldn't have known.
They did, though. That big bend 20 miles from town. The guard's dead. Your red-headed friend saw to that.
What about the box?
The hardware didn't fool them. They got it. We made a mistake, Cassidy.
Yeah, I guess we did.
I don't mean you. I mean the marshal and I. You did all right.
Just what does that mean, Huntoon?
If the shoe fits, put it on.
Well, suppose you try this for size. I don't like to be called an outlaw, Huntoon. I don't like my friends to be called outlaws either.
That didn't do your case any good, Cassidy. I'm bringing charges in 10 minutes at the marshal's office, if you're interested, against you and that Walrus A. sidekick of yours.
Oh, hey, just a minute. You plush-covered window.
Hold it, California. Okay, Huntoon, bring your charges if you want to. But before you do, take a look in the marshal's safe.
Huh?
You'll find the gold there, all of it.
What?
Yeah, that box was really full of hardware. I put it in myself. I wanted to see if the tip-off was coming from one of the three of you without spending $10,000 to find out.
Cassidy, I guess I...
Never mind that now. Tell Zeb I'll be down there in 15 minutes. Well, Red... You heard what the man said.
Yeah, Hoppy.
Where have you been hiding out?
Different places. Tonight I run onto an old abandoned claim shack up on South Ridge.
How long were you there?
Oh, from about 3 or 4 this afternoon till I come here.
Can you see the road from there?
Yeah. What?
How many riders went out of town that way, say from about 4 o'clock on?
Well, that's easy. None.
You positive?
Sure. I had the same idea you have. Someone from the town must be getting messages down the road.
Hmm. Well, they'd have to go out that way as far as the gorge at least. Any on the trail, and they'd never got word down in time.
What you mean, Hoppy?
We didn't decide to ship that gold until 5:30. The stage left at 6. Must have been robbed less than 2 hours later. Yet they knew that box was on it. How?
You want me to answer it right off or give it a first-class think?
I wish you could answer it. I've seen some pretty good mind-reading acts, but never wanted to carry 20 miles. Come on, let's get into it, Bricker.
What about me?
Stick around the room here for an hour or so, then head up into the hills back of here and lay low all day tomorrow. We'll meet you at midnight at Lone Creek Spring.
Then what?
We'll look up every tree between here and Buffalo if we have to. We'll find the one those guys climb up to pick those messages out of the air. Get going, California. We got a date with the marshal.
The Flying Outlaw. It's almost 3 a.m, but it might as well be high noon for all the activity in the office of Zeb Parker, Marshal of Argonaut.
I didn't ask you whether or not it was possible, Zeb.
Take it easy, Winch.
I'm through taking it easy. If Cassidy hadn't pulled that switch in at the save, we'd have lost the works. The biggest shipment yet. I'm telling you, we got to send an armed escort with those stages.
And I'm telling you, we ain't got the men.
Then let the stuff accumulate here and send it down all at once.
Okay, that's fine by me. You want to put a couple $100,000 in gold in your safe and be responsible for what happens, go ahead. But don't ask me to look after it.
What are we paying you for?
Don't worry about that, Wint. You're getting your money's worth out of me.
Hmm.
Well, I got to raise chickens in my backyard and sell them at $1 a piece to get by. Find what you wanted, Hoppy?
Yeah. Every one of those robberies took place within a mile or two of Big Bend. That's right near where we struck the road when we came in yesterday. Take a look here on the map.
What have you got?
Here's where the robbers are pulled off along the road. Now, what are these dots up here behind the ridge?
I don't know.
Let me see. Oh, that's the old Blanchetti place. Used to be a ranch, but Cy Blanchetti went east about 10 years ago.
You checked it?
Yeah. Nothing there. Matter of fact, that's where I'd been yesterday when you almost blowed a hole through me. Just above Lone Tree Spring.
What's that got to do with the robberies?
I don't know. Maybe nothing. I'm more interested in something else right now. How those messages get 20 miles from here in less than an hour. I figured it that close. In order for that holdup to come off like it did, the message had to get down there in about 40 minutes, maybe less. How?
You want to know something?
Yeah.
I think you're barking up the wrong tree. I think someone put some kind of a mark on the coach that the bandits take off after they pull the job. I don't think there are any messages at all.
Yeah. What's the boss say?
All right, let me get closer to the fire.
Uh-huh.
Crossed up on tonight's shipping. Sit tight till further notice. Gold in safe in Marshall's office. We'll tip you off when it leaves.
He thinks everything.
Almost everything.
Huh?
Forgot to tell us what to do with 18 pounds of nuts and bolts.
That's my dun stallion.
You sure?
There's one way to find out.
Wait, I don't want to go over there yet.
Won't have to. It is. It's Cherokee. They've got him staked over there. Come on, Hoppy, let's
go. No, not now.
Now, why not? If the horse is there, they can't be far off. We've got a good chance of surprising them. Probably find them in their blankets this time of night.
All but one.
Huh?
The guy we really want. The one who's running the gang, sending those spirit messages, Margonaut.
Mm.
If we could figure that one out, we'd have it.
Well, if you want me to answer it now, or... give it a first-class thing. And,
You've had a day to chew on it, California. Where's the answer?
Well, like I always say, my brain's might slow to get moving, but once them wheels begin to turn, she's a hummer. Now, don't laugh, Hoppy. You always calm me down like when we come over here yesterday, saying I was daydreaming about hunting wild dove. Well, it was you who lost the trail, and it was you who darn near plugged the marshal when he...
Wait.
Well, it's no wonder I run off at the mouth when you insult my brain. It's no wonder I...
California, you got a wonderful mind. You got a great, big, beautiful brain, and I'm sorry I ever made any remarks about it. You're pulling my leg, Hoppy.
I'm serious. The only trouble with your brain, California, is when it finds the answer, it doesn't recognize it.
You mean I...
Yeah, you just gave us the answer.
Didn't you mean nothing? I'm a full day's ride behind.
Well, it's the kind of a brain I got.
You can explain it to Red on the way back to the horses, California.
No, I'll leave that to you, Hoppy. I got the critter roped and tied, and you can put the brand on
it. You mean we're going to leave these guys?
Yeah, when we throw the loop, the big duck's got to be in it, too. Let's get back to town. We got work to do before morning.
Don't tell me I'm crazy, Marshal.
Now, take it easy, Wint. I didn't say that.
Well, you're as good as did. I tell you Cassidy's up to something, and I want to know what it is.
What makes you think so?
He and his sidekick were riding all night, knocking on doors, getting people out of bed.
Hmm?
Yeah, and there was someone with him.
Who?
A tall, red-headed fella.
Abbott?
Who else?
Now, wait a minute. That's going a little too far. Shielding a known criminal without...
Take it easy, Mark.
Lord help me, I'll show him who's running the law around here. Where is he?
Right here, Zeb.
Huh? Oh, nice of you to drop in, Cassidy.
Sorry I had to take things in my own hands for a spell, Zeb. There was a lot to be done, and there wasn't much time.
What about Abbott?
I'll take care of Abbott Huntoon.
Like I told you from the first, Marshal, sometimes it don't pay to trust anyone too far. Even someone you think you know.
Hoppy, what in time...
You know, Huntoon, I'm glad you said that, because it's just what I've been thinking. Don't pay to trust anyone when there's big money at stake.
I'm asking you a question, Hoppy. What have you been up to?
Well, it took some doing, Zeb. I got 20 men together. We're going to surround the old Blanchetti place in an hour.
The Blanchetti place?
Yeah, that surprise you, Huntoon?
Why, it's abandoned. There's no one...
But there will be.
What do you mean, Huffy?
We figure the gang of road agents you're looking for will be there about 8 o'clock tonight.
How come?
We found Red's horse staked out there last night. They stole it 6 weeks ago. And either one of them has red hair or they dyed it red to make everyone sure Abbott was the top dog.
Where's the posse now?
On their way down to Big Bend. They'll fan out north of there and circle the Blanchetti house. Want to come along, Huntoon?
Sure. I'll come along.
I'd better round up my deputy. Excuse me, Jim.
We'll be waiting here, won't we, Huntoon?
Yeah. You think I'm behind it, don't you, Cassidy? Well, you're wrong. I got nothing to do with it.
Wait a minute.
Now, look, you can't let anything like this get out. Even if it's only suspicion, it'll ruin me with the company. I can't afford it, Cassidy.
You'd better relax. We'll know more before long.
How long?
About 2 minutes.
Behind the marshal's office, a shadowy figure moves down a path toward one of the small outbuildings.
Where are you now, consonant? Where are you? Shut up, you fool birds.
Put them up.
Huh? California.
I said put them up. I ain't no mood for that.
Nice work, Myra.
I saw him prowling around here,
help,
and I...
Help me. We got to find that bird. They're moving a posse down the road.
I know. I heard it.
Watch that door line. There you are, you little idiot. Strike a match.
Get up your hands, both of you.
Abbott.
Didn't figure on two of us, did you, Marshal? Oh, no, you don't. Give me that message. Get it away from that flame. Hoppy.
But wait, Red. I got $30,000 in dust. I'll give you an even share.
Shut up.
Oh, my brain. My great, big, beautiful brain.
Just a tap on the head. You're okay, California.
I wished I was as sure as you was. I thought if this was a hen house, one till that mule kicked me, I...
Hoppy.
Good work, Red.
Here's the message he was sending.
Now, let's see it. Posse on way to Blanchetti. Separate and lay low. We'll meet you week from tonight at Nugget Saloon, Buffalo. Well, right on the job, weren't you, Zeb?
It worked fine while it lasted.
Looks like we put a kink in your private telegraph, Marshal.
telegraph.
Sure, or maybe you didn't know he kept a few pigeons along with the chickens here.
Pigeons? What's that got to do with...
Everything. Remember we saw a flock of them near Blanchetti's on the way here. Thought they were wild ones. Seems old Blanchetti took off 10 years ago and left the birds at the ranch. Good homing stock, all of them. Every time Zeb wanted to get a message to his gunslingers at the ranch, he let the bird do it for him.
Oh, so that's it.
You're all through, Zeb. Except for one more message.
What do you mean?
You got your pencil handy and some of that special paper. Put this down.
I ain't putting anything down.
Oh. Well, now what do you know? My finger slipped. Accident, of course.
Better be careful, California. You almost hit the marshal. I'll dictate it, Zeb. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Plans changed on 10,000 shipments. We'll meet you tonight at Blanchetti's. 8:00.
Okay. Now what?
We'll just let this little bird do the rest. When you're out to trap a bunch of foxes, there's no bait like a live pigeon.
This means it's so long from Hopalong Cassidy once again. Don't forget, you can see him in the fine Hopalong Cassidy pictures at your local theater. Meanwhile, we're hoping you'll tune in next time Hopalong rides the airwaves to bring you more action out of the Old West. Hopalong Cassidy, starring William Boyd, is transcribed and produced in the West by Walter White, Jr. All stories are based upon the characters created by Clarence E. Mulford. This is a Commodore production.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Join in the conversation by going to OTRWesterns.com/Discord. And don't forget to send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.